Let's go back in time and celebrate the amazing history of the Calgary Flames. Today in Flames History starts now.
Today in Flames History, brought to you by Wild Rose Brewery, keeping quality beer and food in the hands and bellies of Albertans. Check out wildrosebrewery.com for delivery and takeout, or visit the patio in the Curry Barracks.
Okay, let's start 6 years ago today. One of our two notes this date in Flames history goes May 5th, 2015, Game 3, first home game of a second round series between the Flames and the Anaheim Ducks. Calgary lost the first two games in Anaheim, so trailing 2-0. They were trailing 3-2 in the third period, needing to get this thing to overtime to avoid a potential sweep. Let's take you to the final 30 seconds of the third period.
Here comes Russell out to center with 25 seconds left. Slides it up the right side. Gaudreau steps in. Gaudreau walks to the net, shoots, and scores! Johnny Hockey has tied it with 19.5 seconds left in the third period. Johnny Gaudreau ties this game at 3.
And I won't lie, Will, that is still one of the top two or three most memorable goals for me of Johnny Gaudreau's career, as he put it bar down and went upstairs. And the confidence as a rookie to put that shot on net at that time. And if he misses, that thing is off the glass and out, and the Ducks win that series. Instead, he beats Freddie Anderson up high, sends the thing to overtime. And I was in the hot stove lounge at the time, and the sound in the building, even in the bunker, was deafening. That is, I know they only won the one game of the series, but that was still a pretty cool night at the Dome.
It's funny, just looking at your notes here, the last sentence is, the Flames would go on to lose in 5 games. Very anticlimactic, but yes, I'm with you on the goal. It's funny, you know, our jobs allow us to do some very, very cool things. I believe I was in the hallway just outside the Ducks room when that goal happened, because I was getting ready to do my post-game duties with 20 seconds left. Obviously, you know, you got to be in position, essentially, but the goal goes in, and then I think it was me and Matty Rose who just decided to go back into the lower bowl because we knew it was going to overtime. But it was so loud in the hallway. It would have been awesome in the seating bowl, and it is obviously all the playoff moments stick out the most. But yeah, in that 2015 run, because of the way the first round went and the second round, the crowd was feeling it. And the first home game back against the Ducks, and it was a huge, huge goal.
And probably louder for the Gaudreau goal than louder than what happened at 4:24 of overtime.
Backlund to Weidman, back to Backlund near side. He steps into the high slot, shoots, and scores! The Findaway Flames have done it again! Johnny Gaudreau ties the game with 20 seconds remaining, and Michael Backlund is the hero in overtime. He scores 4:24 into period number 4. The Flames come from behind, defeat the Ducks by a final score of 4-3, and get back in the series, cutting the Ducks' lead to 2-1.
Game 4 would be tight as well, but the Ducks would win that and then eventually win the series, as Will said, in 5 games. But that was 6 years ago today at the Scotiabank Saddledome. 40 years ago today, Flames fell 7-4 to the Minnesota North Stars in Game 4 of their third-round playoff series. Bobby Smith led the way with 4 points. Rookie Dino Ciccarelli had a hat-trick, and the North Stars took a 3-1 series lead. Calgary would go on to lose that series in 6 games. So 6 years ago, 40 years ago, those are the only 2 games this date in Flames history.
Today in Flames history, brought to you by Wild Rose Brewery, keeping quality beer and food in the hands and bellies of Albertans. Check out wildrosebrewery.com for delivery and takeout, or visit the patio in the Curry Barracks.